Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. This week, we're going to hear about how things are going with the Great American Wheat Harvest documentary film. And I have with me Conrad Weaver, who is the producer, director. And Conrad, I've had the opportunity to see the movie and absolutely love it. And you've been out around the Midwest, especially, where people have been able to see a special showing at their local theaters. Tell us how things are going with this whole project.
All right, thanks, Chuck. Thanks for having me on today. Things are going really well. It's been fun to see the film take on, be shown in theaters around the country, not only in the Midwest, but also back east here in Maryland, back in my hometown. And really exciting to see folks come out and fill in the theaters and watching the movie and just having great things to say about it. People are learning, and that's the biggest thing that we're hearing from people coming out of the theaters, that, wow, I learned something that I didn't know before. And that was the real point of the film.
Yeah, I think so. And it's part of what attracted us to it from the very beginning, having seen it at one of those local showings and talking with some of the folks coming out of it, whether they are in the farming side or not, everything seemed to be pretty positive. How about on the schedule that you've got? I am assuming we've got some more that are coming up?
Absolutely. We're opening later this month, actually next week on the 26th in Circle, at the Circle Cinema in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And they'll be showing it for a week or so there in Tulsa. And then September 27th, a special showing in Smith Center, Kansas at the Center Theater. It's in conjunction with a festival they have going on there. In Sydney, Nebraska, September 27th and 28th at the Fox Theater. Mott, North Dakota, October 6th at the Playhouse Theater. And then Bowman, North Dakota, October 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Bowman Theater. Mm-hmm. And we got a few others coming up online here pretty soon. So people can check out the website for updates there.
Now, we still have the wheat harvest going on this year, although it's much further to the north, if last I checked or got some information.
Right.
Are you staying in touch with the families that you've worked with? And, you know, what kind of things have you heard back from them? Because I'm betting that they've probably gotten some feedback from some of these folks seeing the film.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, just yesterday I was attending our local fair here and where we're showing the film, and I got a phone call from Jim Dibert, who's featured in the film. And he just wanted to give me an update on where they're at. They're actually up in Scranton, North Dakota, cutting wheat and, just wrapping up the last part of wheat harvest for them. And I've stayed in touch with all the rest of them as well. I talked earlier this week with a family out of Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, and they just came home at the end of harvest and are going into fall crops now. And so it's been a really interesting year this year for the wheat harvest.
Yes.
So all of them have interesting stories to tell.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what I loved about it is seeing the family nature of this business and what these custom harvesters go through, just in terms of like packing up the house and getting ready to head out on the road.
Absolutely. And, it's also been interesting, for some of the crews that have international help. We've had some of these guys. In fact, I got a phone call from New Zealand a couple weeks ago from one of the young men who featured in the film. And we were just talking about distribution efforts in New Zealand. And he actually connected me with an organization in Ireland who's going to be handling our Ireland and UK distribution. So we're really excited about that. And so keeping up, with these folks that are in the film has been a lot of fun, and their excitement for the film has really been contagious, and they spread the word where they're at, and so that's exciting for me.
Well, next year, the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists will be holding their annual congress in New Zealand. Since you mentioned it, I have to mention that. Maybe we can talk to those organizers and see if we can have a special showing during that convention next year.
That'd be a great idea. I'd love to go to New Zealand.
Same here. We're hoping. Well, how about from the standpoint of the support that you need, have needed, and have received pretty well from the beginning with sponsors and organizations that have done different things to really help get this project going?
You know, we've had great help from a lot of companies, a lot of great companies. You know, John Deere was our top sponsor, and here lately, New Holland has stepped up to help sponsor some of our local screenings, and we're actually working on some other exciting things that we can't talk about yet, but with some sponsors, that things that may be coming up very soon. And so we'll be looking for making those announcements soon, just for further distribution of the film. And we're really wanting to get this out to the general public. We're wanting to get it out to the schools, and so people can really get an understanding of how wheat is harvested and how food gets from the field to the table. And our sponsors, have helped make that possible. Mm-hmm. Without their help, we couldn't do this.
And if I understand, it's not too late for a company or an organization to sign on to help, because, producing the film was step one, I guess, but now getting that distribution, which isn't just as simple as, here, let me send a copy to these theaters and they'll just run it, right?
Right, absolutely. It costs money to do that, and we are actually actively looking for distribution sponsors, and especially as we're just about to go to print on the DVD, we could use that last boost to really help promote the DVD sales and to get the word spread out for this. And if a company wants to join with us, I'd be happy to talk to them at any time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned the DVDs. Let's look ahead. What are some of your plans as we move forward to continue to try to spread the distribution primarily for the Great American Wheat Harvest?
Sure. We are planning on releasing the DVD next month, in the month of October. And so we are putting the final touches on it. And the DVD contains, obviously, the movie, and then a bunch of extra footage that we put on there, some outtakes that we cut out of the film, and some other things that don't show up in the film. And there's a special segment on the extra features that I'm really looking forward to showing folks, and that's an interview we did with all the harvesters. We brought them all out to Omaha, Nebraska, at the Kloss headquarters there, and we did kind of a roundtable discussion about after the harvest, what happens after the harvest, and so that's all going to be featured on the DVD, and that comes out next month.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we end here, we got to tell people where they can go to find it online, and anything else that you might want people to know about the movie and where we're at this point.
Sure. We're also working with a company to distribute this digitally, that the film will hopefully be streamed on some online sites, hopefully such as Netflix. We don't have a deal yet, but we're working on that. And so people can watch our website, greatamericanwheatharvest.com, for information about that. And if folks want to order the DVD, in fact, right now they can go to the website and pre-order the DVD at greatamericanwheatharvest.com. And they can put in their order for a DVD or a Blu-ray disc. And next month when it's released, we'll ship it right out to them.
Wonderful. Well, we are so happy to be able to be a part of this and watch this project as it's taken place over the last year or so. And Conrad, great job. I think from all the feedback I've received, this has really been a fantastic opportunity for agriculture to tell its story and help educate some of these folks that just think, I get my loaf of bread from down at the grocery store and that's about all I know. But maybe that now they'll know a little bit more.
Well, I hope so. That's our goal. And I hope that that's the takeaway that people have from watching the film.
All righty. Well, thank you very much. That's Conrad Weaver. We're talking about where things are with the Great American Wheat Harvest film documentary, of which AgWire.com is a sponsor. So that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwire.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.